You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Autistic students are nearly three times more likely to be suspended from school than their non-autistic peers, finds a New Zealand study that links data from more than 730,000 students. However, the researchers also revealed that autistic students who received high-need ongoing resource scheme funding had significantly lower odds of being suspended compared to autistic children without these funds. I spoke to Nick Bowden, a research fellow from the University of Otago, who was part of the study. I started off by asking him to give some detail on his findings.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, so as a bit of a background, there were two main reasons why we conducted the research. The idea was actually conceived based on conversations I had with a principal and staff down here at a local school in Dunedin, where they'd told me of various stories of high suspension rates among autistic students in New Zealand schools. And so we actually found that there'd been no research on this in New Zealand, and surprisingly very little internationally. So we saw it as a really great research opportunity. And it's important because and among the general population, research has clearly shown that suspension from school is associated with poor academic achievement. But then there's a lot of downstream negative effects of this, for example, on employment, on income, and even interactions with the criminal justice system. So getting this right and getting it right early, especially for young autistic people who already face a number of additional challenges, is really crucial to their quality of life. And the second reason is that New Zealand actually has obligations under what's called the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities to collect data on the experiences of people with disabilities in education, and this includes autism. But we're actually not doing this in any systematic way in New Zealand, so we wanted to show that New Zealand can actually make a start on doing this without even collecting any new data, just by using data that's linked between government agencies, and in this case, education and health. And so that's what we did. In terms of what we did for the research, though, it's what's called a national cohort study. So we followed all enrolled students in New Zealand aged between 5 and 16 in the 2018 calendar year. And we used health data to identify about 10,000 autistic students. And that was of about 750,000 students of that age enrolled in the year, and then education data to explore rates of suspension during that year as well. And then we also looked at a high need education funding support called the Ongoing Resourcing Scheme, which is called OARS for short. And we looked at that among autistic students to see if those who had OARS funding had any different rates of suspension compared to autistic students without that funding support. And so the hypotheses were that, well, we think autistic students are being suspended more frequently than non-autistic students, but we also thought that putting substantial support around these students might reduce those suspensions. So that's the crux of the research. And then in terms of the findings, you've touched on it already, we've found that autistic students were almost three times more likely to be suspended than non-autistic students. So that's the bad news. The good news was, though, among autistic students who had OARS funding, and that's about 30% of them, they were actually more than three times less likely to be suspended than autistic students without the OARS funding. So that actually puts their suspension rates roughly in line with non-autistic students. So they're the two main findings from the research.
I guess from your findings, did you notice that something like this would have impacted how autistic kids perceive school as well?
No, we didn't look at that. We're a little bit limited, I guess, in the data that we have to work from. So sort of interpreting all these findings is a bit of a challenge. I guess what I can say is that in terms of autistic students being suspended more, autistic students have a lot of challenges that they face, and these can be in relation to communication, sensory issues, like they might be sensitive to light or sound. And so what can happen is if these things aren't planned for, in the classroom properly, then they can then lead to some behavioural issues, which then might lead to these disciplinary actions. But it also might be indirectly to do with autism and just about a lack of understanding of autism by perhaps students or staff. And then this can sometimes lead to bullying. And, you know, as we know, bullying in schools, this is a problem, and some kids lash out when that happens to them. And so we suspect that's perhaps the two reasons why autistic students are getting suspended more. Then obviously we were able to show that if you put substantial education-based funding support around these young autistic students, then likelihood of suspension reduces dramatically. And that might be because having that funding support acknowledges that level of need, greater empathy, greater tolerance from the school. But perhaps the most important thing is it gives the school some money to really support these students better, and that might come in the form of a teacher aide who works closely with the student, manages challenging behaviours, recognises triggers, and then can sort of de-escalate problems before they happen, and perhaps also deter some of that bullying as well. So they're the sort of things that we hypothesise might be happening and reasons why we might be finding some of these results.
Ongoing resourcing scheme funding essentially lowers the odds of autistic kids being suspended. Is OARS funding quite common within schools, or are there still some schools which may haven't incorporated that?
My understanding of OARS funding is that at the moment it's roughly a fixed pool of money that funds about 1.2% of all students in New Zealand, and it's supposed to fund the students with the highest level of need. But anecdotally, you will hear stories of people, students that need it, autistic or not, that aren't getting that support. So among the 10,000 or so autistic students in our study, just under a third of them had OARS funding. I think it was about 30%. There are other supports that are available in schools, and we don't have access to data on that. So some of those other students will be supported in other ways. But I think the problem is here is that, and what we've said in our paper is, every child in New Zealand needs to have the support that they need to be included and get the education that they're entitled to. And that isn't happening quite in New Zealand. So one thing that might be done is this research could be used as evidence to try to expand that pool of money available for OARS funding, so that more young people can get it. But it also might be that, you know, there are other supports that might be more appropriate for different kids. And so you know, there's some evidence here just to say that more targeted, better supports for young people, young autistic people, will produce better educational outcomes for them.
And I guess that leads me on to my next question about how do we address this. So more funding needed within the scheme, and I guess that's quite on topic, especially for today with the budget 2022 being released.
Absolutely, yeah. And look, there is work at the moment reviewing this within education, and so it'll be interesting to see what the outcomes of that are. But look, I think often it does come down to money. You know, my sense is that all of money for OARS needs to be increased, but probably across the board, funding for young students with different needs needs to be increased. But it's also a broader issue of understanding and tolerance of neurodiversity, people that are thinking differently, that do things differently, and so there are other ways we can combat this beyond us throwing money at it. I don't think you'll find many people out there in the disability sector that wouldn't agree that more money would be helpful, for sure.
That was Nick Bowden, a research fellow from the University of Otago, who was part of a study looking at how autistic children are more often being suspended from school compared to their non-autistic peers.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.